Clean Power employees work in more than 40% of the commercial buildings in Madison, and the company controls about a third of the market in Milwaukee. Most of its janitors work only 15 to 20 hours a week at $8 an hour or less. That means they don't qualify for health care benefits. Organizer Leone Jose Bicchieri of the Service Employees International Union says rallies are important because janitors are often invisible to the general public.
Janitors often sneak in sort of the back entrance and start sweeping the basement and kind of work their way up through the building. So when you organize and people organize themselves, they get publicity and you sort of remember that they're alive.
Creating more full-time jobs is the union's main goal. Bicchieri says SEIU has been trying for months to get Clean Power to agree to hold a union election.
We have a chance, and by we mean even, you know, the top leadership of Clean Power and Local One and supporters and the workers all together as a community in southern and southeastern Wisconsin. We have a great opportunity to come together and pull a lot of families out of poverty-level jobs.
But Clean Power owner Jeffrey Packey says most of his employees join the company because they're looking for part-time work to supplement full-time jobs they already have.
That's our niche. We offer part-time jobs for people, you know, that are looking to earn a little bit extra money to get to buy a boat or to put their kids through a nicer school or to take a nicer vacation, whatever it might be.
Packey says he has good open communication with his workers, and so far most have showed no interest in joining a union. But union organizers say they'll continue to push for an election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.